International Women's Day, we did a, what would you call it? It wasn't a pantomime, it was, we did a paper on the background of women in British Columbia. And somebody read it, and it at a point in that reading, we had somebody come out and do a some kind of a symbolic deal in relation to that, which would highlight some particular activity. I'll dig that paper up for you. I made a note here because it was quite a good thing. And one of our women had written a poem, which was read, and we always had music. Another time we had it in the what do they call that theater out in Marine Drive, Metropole? And there we had a native woman, who spoke about the problems of the native women. And we had an East Indian woman, and I don't remember what else, but we had several categories of women maybe in the workforce, I think, mm-hmm. as well as a musical program, and again, the international bake sale. See, the reason we had international bake sale was because you got every different kind, like I made or had my mother make or somebody always made Wiener Tartars, which is an Icelandic five-layer cake, you know, thing. And, you know, we would sell those for, the last one we had, we sold them for about $2.50 for a quarter of a cake, I think, or something. And we made over $200 at our last bake sale. And they didn't have it this year, you see. But because you have things that you don't get anywhere else. The Ukrainian women would make rusticky. And they go just, and East Indian women would make, I forget what they call it, and that would go, but completely different, and it's the only time you saw it.
Yeah.
But you raise a fantastic amount of money for a cause. So we always did that. And another time we had a different kind of a film. We had a film on the QP. Have you ever seen that film? Okay, one time we had that film, and then we had a speaker, and other things. Another time we had Elspeth Gardner speak on the question of women in the law and associated things. And then at that one we drew up a little letter which we had gave and had every woman send a letter to Trudeau on some peace issue. We had at least two over here in the Trout Lake Center, which was then Grandview. It was too small. They were just all over the corridors, you know. And the last one that was there, I wasn't there because it was when Nigel was in hospital. You know. BC Fed.
Astor Davidson.
Spoke, and I think Karenza Lay, maybe, from the South Africans,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else. But, you know, there was always that attempt to try to bring in the different segments of the problems that women have
mm-hmm.
and try to tie them together, you know, with whatever campaign was, you know, at the moment. And then the one we had about 3 years ago, we had Laurette Sloan from Quebec. I think she's Quebec City or Montreal, I don't know, either one. But she is the president of the Ligue des Femmes
mm-hmm.
in Quebec, and they do tremendous work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, they had 15,000 women
mm-hmm.
about 2 years ago. And so she came and spoke, and Stryker from Sudbury. And I think Hannah spoke that time also on child care. you know, those are some of the ones that I can just think of off the top of my head, but, you know, every year,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was
right.
something. Oh, we had the Grace Hartman one year
mm-hmm.
in the Playhouse. So.
I want, this article here, it says, it mentions that you gave a report, this is in 1946 at the Women's Auxiliary,
mm-hmm.
and that you said that while the auxiliaries have accomplished a tremendous amount during the past 3 months, there has been a tendency to be, quote, busy with business, unquote. Our problems are many and difficult, and to solve them, it is necessary to have more than meetings. And you go on to talk about the need to build community activities and a spirit of cooperation and political education. What was going on that you felt the need
Did
to
I say that?
Yes.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, well, 46?
Yeah.
The strike.
Mm-hmm.
The strike. It was probably the after. What's the date of that?
November 4th, 1940.
Yeah, you see, that's the aftermath of the strike. I think everybody was exhausted.
So you were basically spurring people on to keep going?
Oh, yeah. Sure, sure, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look here. This is what I was going to show you. Oh no, it's not this one. This is what? Oh, it's another one. Oh, that's just one I wrote on price controls. No, that's not the one. But there's that picture. But that's in the brief. Did I give you the brief?
No.
On the housewives? Oh, it's here.
Okay.
In 1946, the union locals voted 1 cent per capita to help organize the auxiliaries and maintain the office.
So there was the recognition.
Yes, as a matter of fact, here it is. Sister Marie Godfrey, reporting as a delegate to Vancouver Foster Daycare Association, said there were 71 new children of mothers who have to work being looked after, and the average number is 300 a month. There was some discussion on the Strathcona Day Nursery, and Sister Godfrey was authorized to investigate this for recommendation at the next meeting. Godfrey, Marge Croy, and Mona Morgan reported on the Federated Convention, and arising from the discussion, it was decided to ask the Trade Union Research Bureau to help in drawing up outline for study groups in the auxiliary on important union and labor questions facing us. I tell ya.
Leave politics to men about? Oh, with
Corinne Fisher. Uh-huh. She's the president of the IWA auxiliaries.
Uh-huh.
The President's National Emergency Famine Committee, the National Commission on Children's Advisory, Advisory Committee of the Women's Bureau, National Consumers Advisory Committee of OPA, and others. Members have helped on the legislative front by testifying before House and Senate Committee on such subjects as school lunches, child care centers, emergency maternal and infant care, and on the organization front by collecting food supplies and running soup kitchens during strikes. Through their community contacts, they have sought assistance and support for CIO policies from a wide variety of organizations. Our union should encourage the building of auxiliaries as part of our public relations work, states the report, for they can be made a great force in the union's machinery for political action.
And who's that by?
The president of the CIO.
Philip Murray.
Hey, a buck a day. That was one of the slogans of the union. But, you know, when you're organizing women, or anybody else for that matter, you have to organize them where they're at, not necessarily where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, making bread for most of those women was a daily routine, you know.
So what you tried to do is to use that to say that people couldn't afford to buy bread.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, there was a resolution in here I saw on to the government on the question of the increase in the price of flour. Not just bread, but flour.
Mm-hmm.
Through action taken by Nanaimo IWA Auxiliary, an employee of Spencer's Limited was reinstated in her job after an absence enforced by illness. When the woman became ill, Spencer's promised that her job would be open upon her return. However, when she went back to work, she was informed there was no place for her. After the IWA Auxiliary took up the case, the woman was reinstated in her former job.
What year was that?
1948, February. White.
Yeah.
Not whole paragraph. Well, here's the March of a Million Names. Here's race prejudice. Here's some recipes.
So the women's page would combine political education and...
And everything.
Yeah.
Aid for China, new members, housewives call convention,
was
new
it,
officers.
Was it geared toward union men as well as women? Like, who would you be speaking to on that page? Would it be for the women who would read the lumber worker, or would it be the women's voice to the men as well?
Everything. Yeah, sure, yeah. Here we are protesting milk prices. Oh, okay. During the strike, most of the auxiliaries carried on extensive activity, helping in the strikers' kitchens, raising money by special functions, speaking at meetings, etc. In order to be able to submit a full report to our union, we would appreciate a full outline on your strike activities within the next week, not later than Thursday, July the 4th, thanking you for your cooperation in this rush report.
This is 1946?
Yeah. June 25th, 1946.